new documentary by Ken Burns and Lynn Novick, The Vietnam War, premiered on PBS earlier this week. The 10-episode, 18-hour documentary was 10 years in the making. Dr. Gary Edgerton is professor of creative media and entertainment at Butler University, an avid history buff and author of the book Ken Burns America. WFYI's Jill Dittmeyer spoke with Edgerton and asked him what Burns brings to the ongoing conversations about the Vietnam War.
What's great about him, he really uses the Hollywood classical style in the way that he develops character and he develops plot, and he melds that with the conventions of the social documentary.
And you've written about that he has that ability to present presentism.
Right.
Explain that.
Yeah, presentism is sort of a cardinal sin with professional historians. And, you know, the idea of presentism is looking at the past through the lens of the present and what we're going through in 2017 now. And probably the biggest way when we're talking about the Vietnam War is, you know, we certainly are in this red state, blue state dilemma that has been a part of the culture wars since the 1980s. And I think one of the major theses of the Vietnam War, the miniseries, is that the seed of that kind of polarization and partisanship was really born in the cultural changes that were happening then, and especially the different sides that Americans took in relationship to the Vietnam War.
Being a sort of an expert on his work, when you watched the Vietnam documentary, were you surprised by some of the newer techniques that he's used or some different ways that he presented the story?
Well, I mean, it is a Ken Burns film. So the template that you come to expect with Ken, for, you know, he's known most by the rephotographing technique where he turns still photographs into scenes by the way that he pans and he moves within them. And you have period music again, although it all happens to be rock and roll music. And in The Witnesses, which is, you know, certainly the most beautiful, rich part of this documentary, because you not only have American witnesses, but Vietnamese witnesses.
Are there any aspects of the war or telling of the Vietnam War that you felt were left out of his presentation?
You know, there could be much more on Cambodia. There could be much more on Laos. I think in him being a centrist, you know, what he tries to do is present multiple points of view. People on each extreme of the right and the left tend to be where he gets the most criticism.
What kind of conversations do you hope that we continue to have after this show ends?
I think a couple of things. I think the people who were alive during the Vietnam War, it's a way to now revisit with a distance. You know, the end of it's 40 years ago. The beginning of it is 55 years ago. To be able to put it in perspective and actually think and talk about it again. Also, too, we're talking about new generations who were either very, very young when Vietnam was there, or they were not even born. And they have images of what Vietnam is all about from, you know, what people may have told them in their families or what they might have learned in school. But I think what a documentary like this can do is really flesh that out. The Vietnam has a lot to do with, you know, our collective identity. So I hope what it does is allow us to think about things, become much more aware of, you know, to go back to presentism, why we're in the polarized environment that we are now.